Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Hey, welcome to Going In Raw Count Out, the show right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson, where we count down wrestling things. We're also available wherever fine podcasts are on your smartphones or iOS devices or whatever. And we're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. If you want to contribute to the show financially, if you want to show your support in that way, you can. We have a bevy. We have a wealth of reward tiers starting from $1 and going all the way up to $200,000. Actually, it kind of just goes up to $50. We have like a t-shirt tier at $50. The $200,000 one, I don't even think Patreon will let us do that.
I know, but it exists on our page.
It exists. It's weird because we kind of found out secondhand that they don't let you do anything more than like, I don't know, $9,000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that they would tell you, like when you're setting up your reward tier, you can't do this. Maybe you can do it. I don't know. One of you billionaires out there that are a fan of Going In Raw should find out. If we get the $200,000 reward tier, Larson will too sweet me on camera.
Correct.
That's right. However, we're also available at Going In the
Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw.
We got many designs and many
more to come.
That's right. But today on this episode of Count Out, a couple weeks ago, we did a top 10 things that will happen at Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah.
And that went over pretty well. So this week, we're going to do it for Battleground. Instead of doing like a separate predictions video, we're going to do a count out. That's
10 things that will happen
guaranteed
at Battleground.
You don't even have to watch Battleground. You can just watch this episode. Hey, speaking of watching Battleground, we're going to be watching Battleground on our channel live. So you can watch our reactions to Battleground. You can't watch Battleground.
Not on our channel. You can watch the WWE Network.
That's right. That's what we're going to be doing.
Yes.
And you can watch us do that. You can participate in the chat. And if you're a patron, you can participate in the Discord server that we have set up just for patrons.
Yes.
So check that out on Sunday.
Yes.
Tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But anyways, let's get into this, Larson.
Let's get into
it. These are 10 things that we think will happen.
Will happen at Battleground.
Number 10.
10.
Tamina will help Lana win the elimination number one contendership women's match.
You put this on here.
Yes, I did.
Explain.
Well, they've been making a big number one. It doesn't really make sense for anybody else to win the number one contendership here. They have made it fairly clear that Naomi, her next title defense will be at SummerSlam. So it's not like Carmella can come in, cash in sometime between now and SummerSlam. And I mean, they can always write it into the show.
Yeah.
But as it stands now, Naomi's not going to defend the title until SummerSlam. So there's no opportunity for a heel to pick up the belt and therefore make it, you know, okay for Charlotte or Becky Lynch to compete. And I just don't see them doing Naomi versus Natalia or Tamina at SummerSlam. They've made a big deal about the women's division all hating Lana except for Tamina. Tamina has taken Lana under her wing. I can see Tamina helping Lana, and then they can figure out the motivation behind Tamina, I guess, kind of sacrificing herself for Lana. They can write that motivation whenever, you know, on Tuesday's Smack, the following Tuesday on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel the elimination match is going to play out. Do you disagree? Are you on board? What's your thoughts?
No, I don't necessarily disagree. I think that's a story they have definitely set up.
Yeah.
I think last night, or they have been kind of setting up a Natalia Charlotte thing going back to the Money in the Bank ladder match, the second one.
Right.
And that was kind of pushed along on SmackDown this past week where Natalia suggested to Shane that Charlotte and Becky Lynch should have a match.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect Charlotte to kind of be involved in something after Battleground, taking her out of contention,
yeah,
potentially.
That's the only thing that sort of, I'm not going to say concerns me, but throws me off about the women's scene on SmackDown, is that if we get Naomi versus Lana at SummerSlam, which I do think is going to happen, where does everybody else fit into the card?
I know.
It's a stacked card. I mean, is SummerSlam going to be, WrestleMania was 7 hours. Is SummerSlam going to be five?
It's going to be four.
Have they announced that? Is that like a thing? I mean, you got a pre-show. You can fit a couple matches in the pre-show. That doesn't count to the four, does it?
No.
Okay. So you can have an hour-long pre-show, maybe three matches on the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that. But, I mean, having Charlotte on the pre-show, having, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't know where she fits into this.
I know. She's such a major part of the women's division on SmackDown. It'd be strange not to have her on the main card at SummerSlam.
I know. So I it wouldn't surprise me if they did some sort of maybe gimmick match, multi-person gimmick match for the rest of the women on SmackDown. I think it'd be fun if they did. It would actually be kind of fun if they did a cross-brand thing. I mean, if so, we've heard that on over on the Raw side. Even though it makes sense to do a Fatal Four Way, you read, didn't you, that it's going to be a one-on-one match.
That's the plan now. Of course, plans could change.
Be kind of fun. You know, it'd be fun to have a four horsewomen match.
Yeah, that would be
you
cool.
You know, because none of them are going to be involved in the title scene, I don't think. I could totally see it being, well, Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a number one contender match on Raw this next week that's Sasha versus Bayley.
Yeah, somehow that's going to end up being Nia Jax for the number one contendership. I just get a feeling. I could be totally wrong about that. Okay. How do you see that playing out?
I have no idea.
I think it'd be really fun if they did a four horse.
No, it would be fun.
They did it like a tag match.
Fun.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, granted, the Mae Young Classic won't air until after SummerSlam, but there was interaction between, you know, the UFC's four horsewomen and WWE's four horsewomen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that could be fun. I don't know what they're going to do with that. I mean, Ronda versus Charlotte. That'd be
spectacular.
That'd be amazing. They'd have to start setting that up pretty quick, though.
Yeah, like on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, exactly. But anyways, that's, you know, regardless of where everything else falls, I get the feeling that Tamina's going to help Lana pick up the win there.
Yes.
Number nine. Sami Zayn will feel the power of love.
Again.
That's right. It hasn't been announced as of this recording. This is on Wednesday that we're filming this. But I think they're going to have to announce that Sami Zayn's going to be taking on Mike Kanellis again. At Battleground.
Or at least there'll be some sort of interaction backstage.
But I get the feeling they're going to announce a match. And we'll see Sami Zayn versus Mike Kanellis, in which case I think that Sami Zayn, evidently he can just afford to eat losses.
Yeah, he can.
I think he can. And I think Mike Kanellis needs to pick up. He needs to have a strong debut again, or have a strong... This is we're in the middle of his coming out party, if you will, of their coming out party, the Kanellises. So I think Mike Kanellis probably once again, they don't need to have Mike Kanellis win clean. I don't think.
No.
I think having them as, you know, that's sort of how, this is a really stretchy metaphor, but that's how the New Day picked up their victories in their heel days. And it was very entertaining. They did the Freebird thing. Basically, you know, they always had, usually it was Xavier running around, like making sure that they got the win.
Yeah.
Maria, you know, she's obviously going to be an integral part to this team.
Oh, yes.
And I think she's going to once again help Mike Kanellis pick up a win against Sami Zayn at Battleground. I think that's going to happen. Or we're going to get some sort of backstage
segment. Yes, at the least, we'll get some sort of backstage segment. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. That's a lock.
I love watching these guys. All these guys interacting is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know.
You know? And it's so funny to see how far along Maria has come along since when she was in WWE before. I mean, I just watched a little bit of her in TNA, like literally, I think it was the wedding thing.
Yeah.
And she was like, she was in full command of everything, of the mic, fully in character. And it was really good stuff.
Yeah. So, and Mike Bennett was doing some really good work in
he was,
TNA
yeah.
too.
Yeah, absolutely. He was. Yeah. Let's see here. Number 8. Ready, willing, but not Gable. Chad Gable's singles push is going to wait a little bit longer.
Although they are bringing back Talking Smack right after Battleground. Talking Smack will now follow pay-per-views, at least for the time being.
Yep.
And I would not be surprised if Chad Gable makes an appearance on Talking Smack.
Yeah.
Potentially, even though there's a lot of potential storyline development or not that can take place during the pay-per-view that would probably have priority on Talking Smack, I mean, it's 45 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nonetheless, Chad Gable will not be making an appearance at Battleground.
No, he will not.
Not yet.
No, he won't.
You know, it's kind of a bummer, as much as I, you know, I'm a huge Ty Dillinger fan.
Sure, yeah.
It's kind of a bummer that Chad Gable doesn't get the pre-show match spot.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, there's a backlog.
Oh, I know.
We haven't, when's the last time we saw Luke Harper? He was fighting Jinder Mahal, I think that was the last match we saw him in. So, you know, him, Eric Rowan.
Was he was in the U.S. title number one contender Battle Royal, I think, 3 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Was he?
I think so.
Maybe. Everybody else was in that, so mm-hmm. I guess he was in it. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, he was in it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Yeah, I know. There's a big backlog, but I still feel I think that Tuesday we're going to see Gable again.
Oh, yeah.
It's just there's nothing for him to do right now.
No, he needs to get into a program.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing about WWE. They're just like Finn Balor was missing from Great Balls of Fire.
I know.
You know, like they didn't even do a thing with him in the Drifter.
I know. That didn't make any sense.
Yeah, that was weird. You have all these people. Number seven.
Seven.
The Club comes to SmackDown.
We talked about this quite a bit on our SmackDown recap this week, speculating about who could be behind the attacks on the Fashion Police, destroying their office, and so on. It makes the most sense for it to be the Club.
Here's the thing. If the attacks on the Fashion Police weren't as goofy as they are, you mentioned this off camera that it could be Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. Unless we're looking at a complete character change for both these guys.
It could be Dude Harper.
I know. Well, hey, you know what? I'm not booking the show. Otherwise, it totally would be. Hey, man, we're just messing with you. That's what it would be.
We thought we put our stash in here.
Exactly. I mean, if it's Rowan and Harper, then it doesn't make any sense. Everything that's happened, plus what the tag title scene or what the tag team scene is on Raw, it's got to be the Club. Come on, who else would rip the head, would steal the horsey and then rip off the head and put it in a box? That's like so a Club thing. Like the Club would be the perfect foil for the Fashion Police.
I just thought of something. The piece of paper that had Battleground written on it, mm-hmm. it's kind of scrawled on,
mm-hmm.
very reminiscent of a Wyatt family type thing.
Oh yeah. But it's such a weird, it's such a like comedic thing to take their horse's head and put it on.
No,
a box.
I understand.
Although I guess you could chalk that up to Eric Rowan being weird.
Yeah. But you know, what would the motivation be? I mean, nothing. Rowan and yeah. Harper were just feuding not that long ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So,
I mean, the club, you could actually pretty easily establish some motivation
there. Oh yeah.
You know, it's like, well, you guys were in contention for the tag titles and we're making an impact here immediately on SmackDown. You guys are nerds. We don't like that. We don't like somebody dressing up like an old lady. We think that's a nerdy thing to do, so we're going to beat up on you. And plus, the guys that were in that video, wasn't there one taller and one shorter?
Oh, I don't remember.
I think there was. I don't know if anybody would have a screenshot on here.
I would really like if that were the Club's motivations for them to come out with their doctor's coats on when they're doing that not very good program with the New Day.
Terrible program with the New Day, I know. So, yeah, I think we're all in on this, man. The Club are coming to SmackDown.
Yeah, I think so. Because no one else really in the SmackDown. Here's an interesting wild card.
Okay.
We haven't seen Dolph in a while.
Oh, man. Dolph and who?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know I don't know who his partner would be.
Yeah, I don't know. That is a good wild card, though. Because I could see Dolph being sort of anti-Fashion Police as well. Yeah, we haven't seen Dolph. Ooh. Yeah, Dolph isn't on our list either. No Dolph.
I just thought of him when I was getting lunch.
Yeah, okay. I like the idea of it being the Club, though.
As do I.
Yeah. All right, number six.
Six.
The Usos find a way to win.
Yeah, for sure, if they manage to pin a member of the New Day, it won't be clean. They will cut some corners.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even cheat.
Yes.
It's probably more likely, as opposed to them winning, that there's another finish similar to the last match. I'm not saying another count out.
Yeah.
But there's some DQ something. They find a way to leave that match still as tag team champions.
Yeah.
If a title change is going to happen in this feud, it's going to happen at SummerSlam.
Okay.
That's my opinion, at least.
Yeah. No, I agree with that totally. I think the Usos are doing good work right mm-hmm. now. I think there's no reason to have them drop these titles at Battleground. I don't think any titles. We're sort of on the same page. No titles are going to change hands at Battleground. Yeah, so no. This is going to be like another episode of SmackDown.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, the Usos are going to find another way to win. It's not going to be the stupid. I think that you see a pin happening here?
Potentially, but as I said, they've done a good job of putting on the singles matches between the Usos.
Yeah, they have.
And really, I mean, they've really helped get the Usos over.
Yeah.
you know, for the longest time, they'd win matches by working their opponents, one of their opponents' knees.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they kicked the back of the knee, put them in the single leg crab, and set up their win that way.
Yeah.
Could be seeing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not exactly a clean pin. It's not exactly cheating, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of dirty tactics to pick up the victory.
I think that's what we're going to see. We're going to see dirty tactics. I don't think we're going to see, I don't think we're going to see a dusty finish. I think they're going to get a pin, and but it's going to be, like you said, dirty tactics. That's their MO. And I don't think they're going to walk out again. God, I hope they don't.
I don't think so.
I don't want to see any more walkouts for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Number five.
Five.
Baron Corbin versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Nobody wins. Nobody wins, baby. Listen up, baby. We need to protect both these guys, especially Nakamura. And so nobody's going to win this match. Yeah.
I mean, if anybody's going to win, it's going to be Nakamura. If there's a pin, Corbin is eating that pin. But I feel like this match exists to prolong the feud.
Yep.
So it can culminate at SummerSlam.
Yep.
At SummerSlam, Nakamura could pin Corbin, and then Corbin could maybe cash in on whoever wins the WWE title match.
I could see that happening.
Or get involved in the WWE title match, because I spoke about it before. Have, say, it's Mahal versus Cena.
Mm-hmm.
They beat each other up a lot. Towards the end of the match, Corbin comes out with a briefcase, gives it to the ref, inserts himself in the match, makes a triple threat, kind of like what Seth Rollins did, and win the title that way.
Yeah.
He can hold the belt till November, at which point either AJ or Nakamura can take it off him.
Mm-hmm. And then they're going to fight at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I like that too. Nobody wins, baby. Listen, you're going to go out there and nobody's going to win.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
I'll do that.
So it could be DQ, could be a countout.
There's been, they have focused.
They brawl a lot.
That's the thing. I mentioned this endlessly on SmackDown or on our SmackDown recap show. This feud has been all brawling. There hasn't really been a lot of twists and turns. It's all been brawling. And so I think, you know, that lends itself to some sort of DQ finish.
Oh, probably a double countout. They just get too wrapped up in brawling on the
outside
of the ring.
I can see a double countout happening. Count out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe to close the segment, Nakamura can hit a Kinshasa on the ramp on Corbin or something like that.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing a double pin either. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing Baron Corbin actually look strong in this somehow.
I know. And here's the thing. Historically speaking, WWE is not afraid of making Money in the Bank briefcase holders lose.
Yeah, because they have a briefcase.
Weak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because in the end, I mean, like Seth, the day he cashed his in, he lost to Randy Orton. So it, literally same day they cash in, they'll lose a match. It's not unheard of.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Number four.
Four.
No cash in for Baron Corbin.
No.
So, no, he's not going to cash in, but not at Battleground. We mentioned this earlier. This will probably happen at SummerSlam.
I'm just trying to think, logistically, is it even possible at the end? Well, say at the end of the main event, you know, you have to exit the Punjabi prison to win.
Oh, yeah.
So if he comes up to cash in.
Can you even have a match?
It, I mean, when you cash in, it's not like you can say false count anywhere match. It has to be in the ring, right?
Oh, I mean, you probably could, but I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Thing is,
so I think just logistically, unless he inserts himself in that match, which isn't going to happen because that's going to be Orton and Mahal.
I mean, we've seen, as you said with Seth, we saw him say this is a triple threat match.
Which by definition is no DQ.
Yeah.
But that's different than waiting till the match is over and then having someone, you know, like 5 feet away from the ring and trying to cash in there. Then you have to try to make your way back into the ring.
How do you... Okay, so forgive me. What's the rules for Punjabi prison?
You have to exit both cages.
Okay.
It's no pinfalls, no submissions, I don't believe. You have to get out.
Okay.
That's how you win.
Yeah, that's a really difficult cash in. I'm not even sure how you do that.
I don't think you could.
So it doesn't make any sense.
No.
No cash in.
No cash in guaranteed. Maybe at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I would think the odds at SummerSlam are pretty good.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Especially if it's Mahal versus Cena.
Yeah, I know. That could be good. Speaking of John Cena, number three!
Three.
Cena raises Old Glory.
He's winning that match.
There is no bigger lock. There is no bigger lock than John Cena winning the flag match at Battleground.
Yes.
Although, now that I say that...
Who stood tall on SmackDown? Rusev.
Rusev, yeah. Oh, yeah, the math is stacked up so hardcore against
we
him.
We know the algorithm for this match.
We know the algorithm. I don't know why I'm shaking my hand.
He doesn't do that. Ring, didn't he? Doesn't do that. Well, let's speculate here. Cena winning this match.
When I think of old people, I think of shaking.
Oh, dear. Cena wins this match. Puts the stars and stripes in the, you call it, little pedestal thing they have at the top mm-hmm. of the ring. That's what you have to do. It's not just get your country's flag,
you can't just hold the flag
off the pole. You have to take it up the ramp to the little pedestals and put it in there. That's how you win. So Cena's there, standing, does that.
Yeah.
Is that foreshadowing for towards a U.S. title match against AJ Styles at SummerSlam or something else?
God, I hope something
else. Am I reading way too much into it?
Well, you know, I mean, gender has invoked the anti-American thing. So it could be, you know, him telegraphing that he's going to take, you know, the U.S. title is in good hands, but the WWE title is not. So I'm going to take it off of Jinder Mahal at SummerSlam.
Will Cena say, you have something that belongs to me, like he seems to always do when he wants the title shot?
Yeah. No, he'll make it. It's going to be six insufferable weeks of him talking about the United States. Like, it makes me want to be anti-American, which I'm not. I love this country. I was born in California. It's the best place on earth. It's amazing here.
It is.
I love America. I just don't like how Cena talks about America. Like, it can do no wrong. That bugs me. But anyways, yeah, he's totally going to win this.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, he'll probably say, that belongs to me, drum up a bunch of USA chants. And, you know,
they'll have a match at SummerSlam, but I don't see. Here's the thing. I keep on saying that I feel like there's a good chance Corbin could try to cash in at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'd be after the match because they wouldn't have Corbin probably cash in on Jinder because they're both heels.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to have Cena break Ric Flair's record, hold the belt for like 2 minutes and then get cashed in on.
Look, dude, they had him tie the record and held that belt for, what, a month? Yeah.
At most. No, month. I understand that. Tying the record and breaking it are two different things.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But then at the same time, they could have the confetti and fireworks and stuff and then have Corbin come out and just get massive heat. I understand that part of it. I don't know.
Or if Vince is dissatisfied with Baron Corbin as Money in the Bank guy, he could try to cash in on Cena, and Cena wins.
It's entirely possible.
At the end of SummerSlam, and then he raises the flag again. It's so stupid.
Or if that's the case, then just have Corbin versus Nakamura for the briefcase.
Yeah.
And then have Shinsuke win it. Then the next SmackDown say, cashing this in, main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That's what Mr. Kennedy was going to do, but obviously it never happened. But I don't know. Has anybody else ever done that? Has anybody else ever said, I'm putting myself in the main event of WrestleMania?
No.
That can lead to some interesting story possibilities. I wish they would do that.
Yeah, nobody's ever done that.
I think
that.
They like the visual of people carrying around that briefcase.
No, I think they do. I mean, the only other time somebody announced it was RVD for announcing for
One Night
ECW.
Stand.
I don't think... did Cena announce... On one of his cash... Oh, he announced for Raw 1000.
Yeah, but yeah, never for WrestleMania.
But never... No, never for... No, yeah, right about that. Yeah, because Vince likes to keep his... I mean, you always have your options open because you can always pull
Mr. Kennedy, yeah.
You know what's funny about that? He announced his intentions for WrestleMania. That should be set in stone. But since Edge won the briefcase...
I know.
That should have been like the thing. Agreed. He should have been like, well, now I'm stuck with a title shot at WrestleMania.
Oh, darn.
Who doesn't want Edge at WrestleMania?
I know.
He's done a lot of neat things.
He has done a lot of neat things.
Yeah. Let's move on. Number two. AJ Styles retains that United States Championship.
Yes.
They wouldn't make a big deal about his open challenge. But okay, that begs the question, though. What happens to Kevin Owens after that?
That is a head scratcher.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, the possibility exists, say Orton does win the main event.
Yeah.
Then you have potentially Owens going for the WWE title at SummerSlam, but I don't think that's going to happen. I feel like Mahal's going to win the main event at Battleground. So what other faces are there that Kevin Owens could get into a feud with? That's upper mid-card.
If Mahal loses, if Orton does win... Owens versus Orton at SummerSlam, Cena versus AJ for the United States title? Corbin could still cash in on... Yeah, I don't know. Seems like it's one of those two routes, though.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens versus... they can go with Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn again.
Yeah, I guess so.
You could try that.
I kind of feel like Zayn's going to be doing something with Mike Kanellis for a while.
Still, huh? Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. It could be a hell of a match.
So I don't know.
In any event, our number two stands, AJ Styles, will retain.
Unless Chris Jericho is going to come back for SummerSlam.
Oh, that could be. As much as I love Jericho, that'd be a bummer. I want them just to all move on from that.
Agreed.
And that'd be a bummer. I don't know.
But if anything's to be match of the night, I feel like AJ, Kevin Owens, especially if this is their blow-off.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to
be really good.
Put on a barn burner.
No, it's going to be really, really
four
good.
4.5 stars minimum.
Minimum.
Minimum. Potential.
Could be
5 stars.
6.3 stars.
Yeah. Or maybe they're going to do AJ and Owens all the way through SummerSlam. I'd be surprised.
I would and wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they've done this sort of on-off thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they, you know, AJ got wrapped up in the table in their last match, like, what, 2 pay-per-views ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a little while ago.
Because they were both in the Money in the Bank match.
I mean, they know they can put on a killer matches.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could be the thing where... What could be a creative way to do the AJ Styles open challenge and have Kevin Owens... Like, Kevin Owens could come out and interfere in every open challenge.
Yeah.
And then at SummerSlam, like, he's the one who actually challenges for the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Just to make sure that that title stays on AJ.
Mm-hmm.
That could be fun. I don't know. I love whenever they bust out the open challenge and it's like a local guy.
Oh, I know.
They did something. They did, oh, yeah, Kendrick on 205 Live had, like, a local guy out.
No, he was a guy from...
He was a British guy. He was a British guy. Yeah.
From Manchester, right?
Yeah, that's
same
right.
City that Jack Gallagher's from.
Yeah. Number one!
One!
Jinder Mahal escapes the Punjabi prison!
He retains the WWE title.
Randy Orton, I think, is having a good time putting this guy over.
I feel the same.
I think that... the Singh brothers are going to interfere somehow.
It makes it more difficult since it's in a double cage match.
Yeah, I know.
Which
but they're also really small. So they can, like, fit through the things?
I don't think so.
I think they can.
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on.
I was curious why Jinder chose the stipulation, considering he relies so much on the Singh brothers.
Shenanigans.
But then again, if they really want to establish Jinder, have him win this match relatively cleanly. I can definitely see a spot where one of the Singh brothers is climbing up the cage, and Orton tosses him off onto one of the announce tables below.
Oh.
Do you think that would happen?
How about a top of Punjabi prison pile driver? Do you think they want to outdo the G1? Yes, that's how you do it.
RKO off the...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there
off
you
the
go.
Outer cage.
Look at how big these like holes are, man.
They're not that large.
Them Singh brothers can fit
through
that.
No, there's at most 18 inches.
Dude, these are huge.
They're look not
at,
that large.
Are you telling me this is 18 inches right here?
18
look at
inches
this.
Is like that.
Look at this.
That's how large it is.
You're at 2 feet right now, dude. Look at that.
Still, 2 feet's too small for anybody to fit through there. I couldn't fit through there.
You're bigger than the Singh brothers. You are. They're tiny. They're little bitties. They're babies. Yeah, they're gonna interfere. They're gonna come up through the bottom of the ring or some shit like that. In any event, Mahal's retaining.
Oh yeah,
probably.
And we'll face either Cena. Well, if he retains, it's probably to face Cena at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because it's not going to be Orton.
No.
It's not going to be... I don't know who else it would be if he retains other than Cena.
Yeah.
All the other faces are involved in things.
It's got to be John Cena.
Yeah.
It's John Cena. You heard it here first.
John Cena versus Mahal at SummerSlam. Confirmed right here.
Confirmed
right
here.
Title of this video is no longer 10 things that'll happen at Battleground. Confirmed. Cena, Mahal, SummerSlam 2017.
We've transitioned confirmed? This into an episode of the Dirt Sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that's it. Let us know what you guys think of that. So do we disagree? So now it's sort of predictions time.
Yeah. We just lay them all out there.
Do we disagree on anything?
We didn't talk about Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English during the pre-show.
Ty Dillinger's going to win that.
We both think the Usos will still have the belts.
Yeah.
If there's a pin in the Nakamura-Corbin match, Nakamura's going to get it, but it'll probably be a double countout or a DQ or something.
All right, let's do this. How about our predictions rest?
I hate when they rest on one thing.
On the Well, dude, they can't rest on anything then, because we agree on everything. But I'm willing to go with Aiden English.
Ooh.
Can we just get the predictions? Like winner,
base it all on the pre-show.
Base
match.
It all before the actual show starts.
Okay, done. I'll go with Ty.
I'll go with Aiden English.
Maybe,
man.
I'll wear my Ty shirt. I'll wear my
there
Ty
you go.
Dillinger
there
shirt.
You go. That might put him over the top. I think Aiden English might have a chance of winning that. Otherwise, I like all my other picks. I mean, you can pick somebody else for the women's match, but I think Lana makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
I've convinced myself that your rationale makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything else. Yeah. All right, fine.
Pre-show Unless you match. Want to go with the Shinsuke clean win.
No, because I feel like...
They're making him a big star.
I know. Yeah. But I feel like they want to prolong this feud.
Mm-hmm.
And having this kind of... Literally, they brawl... Both get counted out.
Mm-hmm.
So long as I think as if Shinsuke does something after the match to get the upper hand,
yeah.
At the end, then people are like, okay, at least we saw Kinshasa.
Yeah. No,
and then SummerSlam, they can have their blow off.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Well, let us know what you think in the comments. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.